Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Derek, I think a lot of you know, is very involved, takes a lot of interest in local issues, both in commerce and in Hunt County, very involved with Hunt County Public Art. He comes on and talks with us about that. But today, Derek wanted to talk about the fact that we have municipal elections, city elections coming up. And it's still a ways off, Saturday, May 7th.
Yeah, Saturday, May 7th is going to be the election day. And last year, one thing absolutely blew me away. I couldn't believe this. Commerce, Texas, about 8,000 people. We had a contested race for city council. 172 people is all that showed up to vote. Absolutely disappointed me. Blew me away in a bad way.
And, of course, Derek lives here in Commerce and taken, as I say, a great interest in what goes on here. And so you do kind of shake your head when only 172 people come out to vote. I would say that Commerce is not alone in this.
Oh, absolutely not. When I was the editor at the Herald Banner, that's one thing that disappointed me just about every local election. We had real low turnout across Hunt County. And I think there are some demographic reasons for that. This is a lower income area than some other parts of Texas, and that always plays into lower voter turnout. But really, this has been a trend happening almost nationwide for a long time. Voter apathy is a big, big problem in local elections. Now, I think because there's so much interest in the national election, when we've got the big presidential races, for example, lots of people are going to be voting for the candidates there. But for the local races that honestly have a bigger impact on your day-to-day life, fewer people, it seems like, are actually paying attention to those and getting involved in those. And that's a really, really sad thing for our society today.
Of course, there are other cities besides Commerce that have municipal elections on Saturday, May 7th. And again, that's a couple of months off, so we have plenty of time to talk about this. But the story is much the same in other cities nearby. And I would say, I believe even Dallas has pretty low turnout. Do they not most of the time?
Most of the time they do.
City council, school board elections. Occasionally a mayoral election will get people stirred up quite a bit over there. We're talking with Derek Price with Green Shoot Media here in Commerce, and we're looking ahead to municipal elections coming up May 7th, and Derek is hoping to get more people interested in turning out other cities as well. Derek, it could be that that one explanation is people are relatively satisfied.
It could be, but I hear way too many complaints to think everybody's satisfied. You know, all you have to do is log on to Facebook and you'll see that's not the case. You know, people are complaining. There are always issues that can be improved. You know,
no shortage of complaints.
And everybody complains, but there are only 172 people in Commerce, Texas, who deserve to be able to complain, in my opinion.
And so, as they say, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Now, we just had a completion of the filing period, which began January 20th and then ended on February 19th. And we do know now who's going to be running for these positions in Commerce. It's going to be a fairly competitive election.
Yeah, it sure will. I called the city secretary's office and they told me who was running. For mayor, it's John Sands and Wyman Williams. Place two is running unopposed. That's going to be Becky Thompson on the city council. And then place four, we've got four different people running for that one. So that's the most hotly contested right there. It's Gene Lockhart, Emma Martin, David McKenna, and Teresa Miller.
Gene Lockhart was appointed to the city council here a while back after Mayor Bilotti resigned, and then Richard Hill took over as mayor pro tem on a temporary basis. Well, interesting, Wyman Williams and John Sands, two pretty well-known names. And John Sands, I believe, has been mayor at one time in the past.
I think so. He's been mayor in the past. I don't believe Wyman has been mayor.
No.
But he's certainly well-known in Commerce, very well-connected and well-thought-of here, just like John is.
Absolutely. Now, also, there are three charter amendments coming up on May 7th, and you know a little bit about those. So in brief, tell us what those are about.
Yeah, we had a committee. First of all, the city charter is what governs how the city runs and how the different offices operate and how elections are held and things like that. And I served on the committee that made the recommended changes. We want to change the election schedule in Commerce to avoid what we're having with this upcoming election in May, meaning right now we could have three completely new people on the city council. We could have a majority of new people on the city council from just one election. But if we change the schedule a little bit, where we have two seats come up this year, two seats come up the next year, and then only the mayor in the following election cycle, then there's no way you can have a total majority upset the apple cart election at one time. So the change will be a little bit more gradual. And for the most part, I think big changes like that ought to be gradual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those charter amendments will be on the ballot as well on May 7th. We'll have plenty of time to talk about those in maybe some detail.
We sure will, and those are really important. And every registered voter in Commerce is going to get a copy of those in the mail before the election.
Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media here in Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.